Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to present to some and introduce to others Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. Sometimes they call him Doc. Sometimes they call him Lo. Some they call him Professor. And sometimes they call him the Relationship Guru. It's indeed a pleasure to present to the CEO of WBSW Radio and the Smithway Enterprise, none other than Dr. Lowe. Make it do what it do. It's good to be here, but I want to play something else that can kick our show. I am Dr. Rosa D. Smith, the host of Balling with the Doc, and we're excited to come because this is the only talk show that focuses on sports that has swag. So we put the brand of Balling with the Doc, the sports talk show with swag. So we're going to inject, and we're going to ask you to pull things out and share it with us as well, and share things through, whether you're going to type it in interactively, or you just may take an opportunity to just want to call in and be a part of the show. We'll give you the call-in number, but I do want to kick our show off by playing. This is something I thought was really special. Had an opportunity to hear this, and it's related to a Montgomery, Alabama, called Alabama State University. We can get it to it's awesome. And I'll give a young lady an opportunity when she's going to try to get her over here so she can share. But she had an opportunity to be able to promote that and be able to produce that and represent her university. That's awesome. And we're glad. part of the United States. So if we don't touch base on your area, we just let us know. Send it by typing in your name along with where your location, and we'll make sure we get your high school, make sure your state is being represented as well. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in and calling in. Today's show is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell. Ask for your location, and you can chat with Dr. Rosa D. Smith, and we talk about the swag, talk about balling with the doc. If you want to check us out on the web link, you have an opportunity as well. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/WVSW Internet Talk Radio. Then if you want to check us out on Twitter, you have that opportunity. You can tweet the show at Zeta Phi Sigma underscore with number 10. We're partnering with the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter in Greenville, Alabama. And we're excited to be a partner with those brothers. Also at Lorenza D. Smith 15. You can tweet the show. Use Twitter over there. Also, we have live broadcasts, and we're really excited about having a live broadcast. And those live broadcasts are done on different networks. We're going to tell you TikTok. If you're not on TikTok, you can check us out on TikTok, and you can and get over and say at Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. If you go to Tumblr Live, you can check us out at drlowsmith-blog. If you've got an opportunity and not an income, we post on Truth. That is at WBSW Radio, the internet station with the number 23. We also have an opportunity on Twitter. That's at Lorenza D. Smith 15. Excited about that because we got two Instagram channels going, and I'll do them last. Facebook.com/DRL D'Alberto Smith. Then on Instagram, we have President.Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, as well as we added one to it. I'm sorry, Z Squad, and I can't forget about them brothers of 5 minutes. Z Squad, Greenville, 1981. That's how you can connect with it. We have several people already. Also, shout out to my frat brother, none other than LB Ted Martin. Thank you so much, Sid, for joining us and being a part of this today. We also have several people that's on Instagram. Thank you so much for being a part of it. And I want to give you a shout out right quick. Florence underscore Morgan underscore 12. Also have Kip's sister. Thank you, Kip. Your sister's joining us. Also, we have several people, artists, Gilly, Jocelyn May, thank you so much. Long, 1987. Monique Ferguson joined us. We also have Lou Raw Baby 222. Ash Joseph Minor 989. You also have a user joining us as well. We have Sam. This is Sammy underscore 71922. It's Mickey, Mike, Fernstein 951, another user that's joining us. Thank you so much. We also have Esther, and I'm trying to get it off. This is Esther Gay 531. Courage to be me. Join us as well. We got several joining us. So thank you so much for being a part of. We have an awesome show planned today because we're going to focus on black college football. We're going to focus on our group of five and our power of five and also high school. We also want to remind you that WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one. We're the first radio station to use the social media to get the word out. We're on the several ones I already mentioned. I gave you six or seven, but just to repeat the ones we're working with. We have Facebook. We appreciate the opportunity to be on Facebook. We have Instagram, along with True listeners and watchers in 41 countries. I want to say that again. We have watchers and listeners in 41 countries. Listen to WBS internet station. We're number one. We also have a WBSW radio we ask you to send your name. You can type in your name along with whatever your handle is, because your handle don't give me your name, along with a means of transaction. And what we do is all we want to do is give back to you. Your name is sent to us and put in a raffle. We raffle away hotel stays, varies from 5 nights to 6 days internationally and also nationally. We also give away gift cards through the raffle. We give food vouchers. We give away books from the authors who've been on our show. And truly, truly, we're excited to do that. We give gas vouchers. We're just here to give back. And then we finalize it by sending you an offering. So we need to get your name along with a means of transaction. And that could be Cash App or PayPal or WBSW Radio, the internet station with the 23 all-in-one at gmail.com. Thank you so much for being a part of this. So we're going to make this do what it do. I'm excited because we have an opportunity to talk about sports. And whenever we get a chance to talk about sports, we have to have a title. And the title is Championship Bound. We're in the bowl season, but a lot of champions, division champions, a lot of conference champions, a lot of high school champions have already been crowned. And we're going to finish up because on our other talk show, which is Talking Sports Plus Prime Drive, we normally get whatever we call, we alternate. If it's Balling with the Doctors week, Talking Sports, our Prime Time will be Talking Sports Plus Prime Time will be next week. So we make sure we kind of add in whatever we need to add. But we're going to start off discussing the 2023 final historical black college ranking for 2023 in football. What we want to do is share with you, this is a power ranking of all of those schools who would have an opportunity to play, complete the season, then we rank up from 1 through 21. I'm going to call out each one of them. The black college national champion with a record of 13-1, North Carolina Central, who had an opportunity to go to the FCS playoff and lost to Richmond in the first round, but they had an opportunity to have the historical black colleges. Now, they're from the MEAC, and everybody said, the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, why don't we have one from the SWAC? There's a stipulation in there through the FCS playoff is that you can't play any games. Now, one of your teams can play a game past the date that is cut off. The cutoff is always the Saturday before Thanksgiving. And as you know anything about the Southwest Athletic Conference, I'll share it if you don't. They play four participants, sometimes three participants play beyond. This year they had in the Turkey Day Classic in Montgomery, Alabama, at Alabama State University Stadium, at Alabama State versus Tuskegee. And in the Saturday game after Thanksgiving, you had the Bayou Classic. And everybody know where they feel the Superdome down in New Orleans, 60,000 to 70,000 individuals supporting historical black college and university football. You have Grambling State University taking on Southern. Teams kind of the swag from being in that playoffs. But truly, we want to congratulate each and every one of these. We started with Florida A&M being number one, North Carolina Central being number two, Prairie View, A&M University being number three. It's proud of everybody. I said, hi, Prairie View. Prairie View won the West. Let's talk about the American Football Coaches Association Coaches Football FCS final poll, which include historical black college and university teams. Those teams that are joining in the top 25 will be at number 5, Florida A&M University, finished number 5 in the FCS Football Championship Subdivision. They finished 5th in the country. Number 13, North Carolina Central, Congratulations to Florida A&M Rattlers and North Carolina Central University for finishing in the final LCS poll. Fifth with FAMU, 13 with North Carolina Central. Well, I also want to give a shout out to 2023 Historical Black College and University Football FCS and Division. And I continue because it's really important. They're winning it, and it's the first time in a long time. So congratulations to Florida A&M Rattlers. And for the D2, Division 2 of the NCAA football for the Historical Black Colleges, Benedict College Tigers out of South Carolina winning the D2 Black College National Championship. Here are the coaches for those teams. That Coach of the Year for the LCS in Division 2 for 2023 Historical Black College and University, Willis Simmons, Florida A&M University, 13-1. Shannon's Berry, Benedict College, completed the season 11-0. Second consecutive season to win the conference championship, Coach of the Year, and go undefeated in the regular season. 22-0. Congratulations to Coach Shannon's Berry at Benedict College. 574192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or your telephone. Ask for your location. You can chat with Dr. Lowe D. Smith on Call In with the Doc, the sports talk show with Swag. Truly, thank you so much. Several other people join us. Thank you so much. Esther, I mentioned Esther already. I want to move in some another direction and get a few other added people. Who Antoine Johnson, Tamara, thank you so much. Ed Bunder, Cover, Granny Gogo, thank you so much. TM Tate, thank you for joining us. Also, Diana, DSAW, thank you so much. Encourage everybody. If, and your friends, let them know you're, if you're on Instagram or you're on Entity Network, let them know they can join us and be a part. Joyce May, thank you so much. It said Law 1987, it said protection of your vote. Why would you want voter's ID? And it's just a question they shared, all mine shared. And I mentioned already Monique Ferguson, thank you so much for being, we have Wendy Yvette Smith, thank you so much for joining us. Then we have Grace Smith, 8954. We have Steve Chamber, thank you for joining us. Those are people that slowly join us. Thank you so much. Let's move forward and look at our first inaugural Florida Beach Bowl. See, we have a competitive bowl for the Division 1AA, which is the FCS, which is a Black College Championship. Now we have a competitive bowl down against Johnson C. Smith. Florida Fort Valley State University defeated Johnson C. Smith. The final score was 23-10. Wildcats senior running back Brandon Marshall scored twice in the game. It was Fort Valley State University. So congratulations for all you're doing. The Celebration Bowl, and that was so important. But before we move forth on the Celebration Bowl, we're going to give a shout-out to our sponsors. We have some awesome sponsors. So I want to definitely give them a shout-out. We're going to start with those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama, representing well and co-sponsoring a lot of our trips, our shows, our giveaways, none other than those brothers.
This is Need to Be.
Here we go again. Here we go.
indeed a pleasure to talk about the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. They're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet them, those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma _ 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do. Shout out to the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter, Greenville, Alabama. I will tell you, I'm excited because this morning, well, at noontime, those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity have a project called Operation Blue Hope. Phase two, they did today, and on last Saturday, they did phase one. What they did was they went to two nursing homes, one in Georgiana, Alabama, called Georgiana Health and Rehabilitation Center, and presented to each resident a throw blanket to keep themselves warm. And it was met with some excitement to the point where in Luverne, Alabama, which is about 30 miles away, they found out and they said, can you bring some blankets to our residents? On Saturday, it was 85 given to the resident in Georgiana. This morning, those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma was there at noontime, presented the blankets to the staff to make sure all the resident get. It was a total of 151 blankets. I want to give a shout out to our awesome team, our social action director, which is Brother Marvin Lala Smith, also with Brother Rory Kent, that was there, Brother Tommy Mee, that swung by, thank you so much, and also to Mother who came, Brother Marvin Smith Punty, and from her church, their missionary work brought back. I'll give a shout out to you as well. We're trying to make it happen, and we also made a commitment to them. We will be bringing annually, from this point on, as long as we're on this earth, a part of the Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, blankets to three nursing homes, Georgiana Health and Rehabilitation Center, that's what they call it, so we can say nursing home, but we'll leave it as name. Luverne Health and Rehabilitation Center in Luverne, Alabama, and Greenville Health and Rehabilitation Center. So we're going to bring blankets to all of them this year. We're going to give for Greenville, we're going to do it for the middle of the year, for the summer, because they need to still cover up. Our senior citizen, our people of wisdom, needs to still have something to keep them warm. And we're going to continue. So if you want to support this project, you can send a monetary support, buy blankets, it'll be fine, throw blankets, you go to Walmart, they're, you know, $2. You can buy one. You can buy up to 10, 20, 30, ask you to support what we're doing, and another through prayer. But we'll give a shout out to those brothers. So I wanted to make sure I play Zeta Phi Sigma promo first, and we focus on what they're doing. They're doing some awesome things. And for Thanksgiving, I want to say this part of Operation Blue Hope, they fed over 85, what about 90 residents of Georgiana. Free Thanksgiving dinner. Yes. In Greenville, and we're going to continue to press on and do what needs to be done. But thank you, brothers of Phi Beta Sigma, for supporting our community. Just like your motto said, culture for service, service to humanity. And you're providing service to humanity by doing this for our senior people of wisdom. That's what I call them. Thank you so much. So we want to move forward and look at a couple other things that's happening in the historical black colleges and universities storyline. This past weekend, you had the Celebration Bowl. The results of the Celebration Bowl, you had Florida A&M taking on Howard University. Jerry Musa tossed three fourth-period touchdowns, two to Kevin Dean Jr., to lift the Rattlers to a 30 Mercy in the 8th annual celebration bowl at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Give a shout out to the Black College National Champion, Florida A&M University. It was quite a sight. It was broadcast on ESPN, so you could have caught it. Just want to share, both teams were making their first appearance in the game. The game's been going on 8 years, and it's their first appearance, which decided a historically Black college and university national championship. The crowd was from numbers of 41,000, the third largest crowd in the 8th year history of this event. Doing what you're doing, you're making it happen. It was a competitive year in the SWAC. It was a competitive year in the NEAC. It was a competitive year in the SIAC. It was a competitive year in the CIAA, which is the Central Intercollegiate Association. I call out the SIAC, but I didn't call out the CIAA. I'm the team of representing Johnson C. Smith in the Florida Beach Bowl. And we want to make sure you know what the CIAA is, the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association. So truly, truly, we're thankful for all you're doing. We want you to type in your name, and so you'll be a part of our giveaway now. If you want to be a part of the giveaway, especially on TikTok, I see many of you are joining us. Just type in your name. Up in New York for doing what they're doing. Our next sponsor, we want to give a shout out to this sponsor because they've been with us since they opened up their company. They said we want to be a sponsor of what you all are doing. Soap Gems by Jackson and Green.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gym by Jackson Lee Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344. Or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N Jackson or Charlie's Angel. There are several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy's Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
Jackson and Grace, and it'll populate the information there. So truly, thank you so much, Ms. Jackson, for being a part of this and supporting what we're trying to do. And God has blessed us one more time. I want to give a shout-out to a couple of people, Big Walk Dog 777, shout-out. Kanika, thank you so much for joining us. Always On, Jonas, thank you so much. SK, thank you so much. Several others that we're just slowly giving a shout-out to. And making sure. All right, we're going to move forth and look at the historical Black colleges and universities conference preseason basketball code. You have the D1, Division I, you have the MEAC and the SWAC, and in the D2, you have the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, the SIAC, and the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association, CIAA. This is their 2023-24 basketball, men's basketball preseason ranking. And the FIAC will start with them, the Eastern Division. preseason. Benedict College is one. Morehouse College is two. Savannah State is three. Clark Atlanta is four. Fort Valley State University is five. Albany State University is six. Edwards Waters University is seven. Allen University is number eight in the men's Eastern Division of the SIAC. In the Western Division, Miles College is ranked number one. Tuskegee University is ranked number two. Lamon Owen College is ranked number three. Blaine College is ranked number four. Kentucky State University is ranked number five. Central State University is ranked number six. Spring Hill College out of Mobile, Alabama is ranked number seven. That's the SIAC men's preseason basketball rankings for the HBCU Division One, that include the MEAC and the SWAC. Ranked number one is Southern University, and that's amazing because they really hadn't played many games getting into the SWAC, but we'll go with that. We have Norfolk State, 10-1, which is number two. Texas Southern is number three. North Carolina 82, A&T, is number four. Howard University is number five. Number six is North Carolina Central. Number seven, South Carolina State. Number eight, Tennessee State University. Number nine, Morgan State University. Number 10 is Alcorn State University. Those are the top 10 of the historical black colleges and university Division I preseason power ranking. In the CIAA, their power ranking, they have two divisions, the North Division and the Southern Division. You have in the Northern Division, Lincoln out of Pennsylvania, Bluefield State, Virginia State, Elizabeth City State, Bowie State, Virginia Union. Those are the teams that make up the Northern Division, the top six from one down to six. Shaw, St. Augustine, Livingston, Johnson C. Smith, and Fayetteville State University. Those are the schools that are ranked in the CIAA preseason poll in each division, the North and the Southern, or Northern and Southern. This is our Coach's Corner. We're going to discuss the CFP Championship, College Football Playoff Championship, and the predictions. This is all our predictions. This is what we're going to put out there. Work out that way, it may not. It's all a prediction. We have in the first game ranked number one in the CFP is Michigan. We'll be taking on number four, Alabama. The odds maker says 2 points. Michigan will win, but anything below six, either team can win. So at this point, and with the 2 point favor, still, I'm ranking the winner out of that game will be Alabama will win that game. We'll see how the SEC put up against the Big Ten. The speed, the strength, the ability, the top five-star leading every year. See how they compete, and we're going with Alabama. In the number two, Washington, and number three, Texas, in that night game of the college football playoffs. But the first game will be at 5 o'clock Eastern, which is 4 o'clock Central, between number one, West Michigan, and number four, Alabama. Number two, Washington, will be taking on number three, Texas, at that 8 o'clock hour. And Eastern, we have for the championship game, Alabama and Washington, we play in. And we're going to make a prediction. We can make one today, but we're going to make a prediction after they get a chance to play. We'll make the prediction. Because we already have our what we think is going to be. But we're going to make it after we get through that first on January 1st. We'll make the prediction for that championship game. So we'll give a shout-out to those teams and their community for making it to the college football playoff. The next thing we will discuss the winners and the losers of the early signing period for football. They have a ranking. ranking here, and I want to do the top, pretty much the top 10. We have at number one, Georgia, ranked number one, got the top class in the early signing. Number two is Alabama, have the second ranked class. Number three is Ohio State. Ohio State also landed the number one overall player, a recruit, Jeremiah Smith, a wide receiver. Number four is Oregon. Number five in the rankings is Texas. Number six is Florida State. Those are the top teams that are being ranked in here. Now, the winners in the early signing period, you have Georgia being one of the winners. They have five top five-star players, the first time it's ever been done in history. That's the five top five-star player in the top 300. First time in history of recruiting. Number two, that's a winner, is University of Alabama. Number three, Ohio State. Number four, Oregon. Number five, Texas. Number six, Syracuse, the winner. Because they, Kyle McCord left Ohio State and went to Syracuse. So we look for them. Nebraska with Coach Matt Rule was a winner because he signed the number one quarterback in Daylon Lola. So that makes him a winner. The losers in the early signing period, Michigan, Florida, they lost several of their recruits that was committed but decided to sign with somewhere else. So they was flipped. They lost quite a few. Florida State lost some players. Colorado lost some players that left in the transfer portal. Porter, they came and moved some of the starting offensive tackle left. We have USC coach. Next, we're going to look at the Heisman winner for 2023. But before we do, we want to give a shout-out to our next sponsor. It's truly a great opportunity to come before you and talk about this sponsor because he's always there with his content supporting what we're doing. So we truly want to thank TriStad LLC, Mr. William Scott.
TriStad LLC can grow your business. We provide specialized business and management consulting services. TriStad LLC meets your consulting needs in the industry of engineering, accounting, research, and management service sector. Contact Mr. William Scott at 334-320-5438 or 334-526-0228.
We'll give a shout out to Mr. William Scott, TriStad LLC. They affirm that to meet your consulting need. Also, they do research. They help you with administrating the grant and putting your final report together. Give them a call, and the number we have for them is 334-320-5438. That's Mr. William Scott, TriStad LLC. We want to give a shout out to 2023 Heisman winner, which is Jaden Daniel of LSU. He's a senior quarterback that was announced as the 89th winner of the Heisman Memorial Trophy during ESPN 2023 Heisman Trophy Ceremony presented by Nissan on Saturday, which was December the 9th. Congratulations to Jaden Daniels and his family, along with LSU and his community. Thank you so much for giving us an awesome season. And we have all the individuals fell. Michael Pitt of Washington fell. Number two, Bo Nix. They were kind of A and B, if you want to say it. From Oregon was number three. And Harrison from the University of, Ohio State University was finishing in that top four. So those, and then we had a top five. We had the quarterback out of Florida State, the one that got hurt, was number five. And number six was Jalen Merrill from the University of Alabama. Everybody else ahead of him is leaving, and we're looking at now the 2024 Heisman Candidate watch. It's an early top 20 watch list. We're only going to give 9 of them. We got at the number one spot, Jalen Melrose as quarterback of Alabama is on the Heisman watch list for 2024. Jalen Gabriel, who transferred from the starting quarterback at Oklahoma and went to Oregon in the transfer portal, he's number two. Carson Beck from the University of Georgia is number three. Quinn Ewer from the University of Texas as quarterback. Katie Kubenick from Clemson is a quarterback as well. Travis Hunter from Colorado is listed as a wide receiver cornerback. He's number six. Shedeur Sanders, the quarterback of Colorado, is listed as number seven. And Jackson Dart, quarterback of Ole Miss, listed as number eight. And number nine is Speed. So those are those. Keep an eye on them to see how they perform. Let's move to our high school. But before we move to high school, we want to truly take an opportunity to give a shout-out to another one of our sponsors. It's always good. And this young man and his wife have done an awesome job down in Georgia, Alabama. And he's also our social action director. He set up Operation Blue Hope. His establishment, his venue, helped us out so many ways. And that's Brother Marvin Lala Smith. I'm going to give a shout-out. But when I was talking about Operation Blue Hope, and we had the phase one, phase two, phase three, how many more? But we also had a part of it that we did not mention on the last Saturday, the same time we were presenting the blankets to the home, the Detroit family members was doing the same thing. They called it Operation Blue Hope 2. That's another phase. They handed out throw blankets to the nursing home or the rehabilitation center in Detroit. They handed them. They didn't give them a particular name. So they did it the same time we did it last Saturday. I tell you, God is so good. He's blessing us so many ways. So we're truly thankful that we have individuals that are grinding. As I mentioned earlier, those brothers that took time this morning to be here and supporting what we're doing, that is Brother Roy Kent. He came up. He's there. He's always there. Thank you, Brother Kent. Thank you so much. Brother Tommy Means, Brother Derek Pugh. I had myself there. Brother Marvin was catering, but he was on the phone back and forth. Several other members we know was at work, but we congratulate them as well. So thank you, brothers, for making this happen. Because, see, you was there. You was there doing all of the challenging time. So we can't ask for nothing else more at you. But as I look on here, Brother Ken, I see Brother Ted Martin. He's was on Facebook a minute. So I hope he's still around. If not, let him know. We appreciate him joining us on Facebook. But we look for him to come down there and join Jacob 560 chapter of Greenville, Alabama. Ted, we want you back in the game. Thank you so much. And if you go back and listen to this, you have a chance to hear that we said that. And that's Cedric Martin, Brother Cedric Martin. Thank you so much.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal.
And meat and three.
Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Fridays.
Barbecue Saturday. And it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. home-cooked meals, family-friendly environment, great food. Who could ask for more at a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 till 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Brother Marvin Lala Smith and his wife, Sara, Katrina Roper Smith, Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. That is 261 Highway 106 West, Georgiana, Alabama. Thank you so much for being a supporter and the hard work that you all put in supporting the project of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity and also Zeta Phi Sigma of Greenville, Alabama. So we're really excited about this so much, bro. And we have one more sponsorship we want to play in. This is L&T Starward Lawn Service, LLC.
That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Starward Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Starworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Starworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
Brother Tony Starworth, VP of Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter, will be backing up with 334-300-7401. That's Anthony Starworth. Or go to Facebook and type in Anthony Starworth, DM, direct message him and tell him your interest because you're in South Central Alabama. Keisha Dash Gale, Anderson, thank you so much. Prophet Miracle, thank you for joining us. We early dash bird dash lawn, thank you so much. Jay, thank you. Several others on TikTok joining us, thank you so much. They're coming in, flashing in. Thank you so much for the Roberto Malcolm, thank you for joining us. TDA 1914, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter. Thing. We want to say thank you, brother. 1914 TDA, I don't know your name, but brother TDA, I want to say thank you. Being a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, thank you so much. Robert Cunningham joining us. As we get ready to conclude, we want to look at the high school storyline. We can't forget that. There's a couple of topics that came out and we're using, but we're going to look at each statement. We started with the Alabama High School Athletic Association reclassification. They do it every 2 years. And if you are in this area, you might ask the question, how do they determine what class that you fit in from 1A up to 7A? First of all, they use the school average daily enrollment numbers, which comes from the State Department of Education. That's the Alabama State Department of Education. And they classified each member of the school to the Alabama High School Athletic Association based on their 9th through their 12th graders. I'm sorry, 9th through 11th graders, not their 12th graders. And they realign sometimes it's a new alignment, a regional alignment, a new area, whatever may come into play. You might not be in the same area you were, same region, or same class because your numbers grew. The second component of that is the competitive balance factor use. What they use is year data adopted by April of 2023. So next year, they'll look at 24, and when it gets 25, they get ready to reclass for 27 through 29. But right now, we're going through 24 through 26. They look at, first, 1.35 enrollment minute between the private school sports, and they meet the threshold to being a championship through the data of the last 2 years. Second thing they use is a point. The points earned by sports based on team overall finish each year over a two-year period. And the current classification alignment, meaning the year you're in there. Then the next thing is what round. If you go to round 16 in football, you get a 0.5 coarse attitude, your competitive violence factor. If you go to the quarterfinals, you get the 4 points. They take those competitive balance factors and put them all together and determine what class you will be in for the upcoming year. So congratulations. If you want to check it out, you can go to the Alabama High School Athletic Association website, and you can see what class your school might be. You might know a family member, what school they're in for 24 and 26 through 26. The high school championship week was in each of the states, and I'm going to call out, and we'll be wrapping our show up. State of Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, all of those individuals, we will give a shout-out. Now, I know I'm at the point because when we get to a point, it's only an hour to give us on, and we work with something. We can't complain about it, but our other sites are working. We our Instagram just met is max, so we'll be able to just send that out. But let's give a shout-out to these champions in football and flag football. You have, for Alabama, 7A Central Phoenix City, 6A Clay Chalkville, 5A Gulf Shores, 4A Montgomery Catholic Preparatory. You also have 3A Mobile Christian, 2A Fife, won the state championship in football, and 1A Leroy, won the state championship. Congratulations, Leroy, back to back. Let me give a shout out to Demetria Besser, a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much for joining. I'm going to say Merry Christmas to everybody. Happy holidays to everybody. Demetria, I'm sending special to you. Thank you so much for being a part of this. Give a shout out to Madman. He's joining us as well. In girls high school flag football, in the class 1A through 5A, Winona High School won the championship. In the 6A to 7A, give a shout out to Central Phoenix City girls won the state championship in flag football. Also in Arkansas, let's give a shout out to those teams in Arkansas. We have Fayetteville won the 7A. We had Greenwood won the 6A. Little Rock, Parkview won the 5A. Harding won the 4A. Boonville won the 3A. Bigelow won the 2A. We're in the state of Arkansas. And Rutgers run the 8-man football. So they play 8-man football, which would be 1A. In the great state of Florida, we give a shout out to their team. And they had several championship held from 12-7 to 12-9 in the 4A, well, they call it 4M, 3M, 2M. In the 4M, Miami and Columbus won the state championship. In the 3M, you have Mainland winning the state championship. In our 2A, 2M, they call, Berkeley Prep won the state championship. In our 1M, Seminole Madonna won the 1M championship. In the 4S, 3S, 2S, and 1S, the winners are 4S, Lakeland High School. In the 3S, you also had a Mainland to win in the 3S. Coca in the 2S. Carter Mooney in the 2S. That was the 3S. In the 1S, you have Madison County won a state championship. Congratulations to them to make sure we are. And we're going back to make a correction there. 1S with Carter Mooney. In the 1R, got an R, restricted division, they had Madison County. And Georgia State Championship in the high school level played in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium on the 11th through the 13th. Flag football division one, Southeast Bullock won the state championship. In the A division one, Prince Avenue won the state championship. In the A division two, Bowdoin won the state championship. In flag football division two, you have Greenbrier won the state championship. Flag football division three, Polk won We have Pearson County won the state championship. Class 3A, Cedar Grove won the state championship. In the Class 4A, you have Perry County run the state championship. In the Class 5A, you had Coffey state championship. In the Class 6A, you had Thomas County Central High School won the state championship. In the Class 6A, Class 7A, we have Milton High School. Congratulations to those teams in the state of Florida. We're going to look at Kentucky High Schools right quick. In Class 1A, you have Pikeville won the state championship. Class 2A, you have Mayfield won the state championship. Class 3A, you have Christian Academy won the state championship. 4A, Boyne County won the state championship. In Class 5A, Bowling Green High School won the state championship. In Class 6A, Trinity won the high school championship in the state of Kentucky in football. In the Louisiana High School Athletic Association, Division I Select, you have Southern Lab High School in Baton Rouge. Division IV non-select, you had Oak Grove winning the state championship. Division III select, you had Calvary Baptist High School winning the championship. In the Division III non-select, you had Union Parish to win the state championship. In the Division II select, you had St. Thomas More High School winning the state championship. Division II non-select, you had Opelousas winning the championship. Division I select, you have Acana won the state championship. That Catholic Baton Rouge won the state championship. Then you had in the Division I non-select, we had Ruffin to win the state championship. That's the great state of Louisiana. We have the great state of Mississippi, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Texas coming up. Class 1A in Mississippi, Biggerville won the state championship. In Class 2A, Charleston won the state championship. In Class 3A, Nokobe won the championship. In Class 4A, Louisville won the state championship. In Class 5A, West Point won the state championship. In Class 6A, West Jones won the state championship. In Class 7A, Oak Grove state championship. In the great state of South Carolina, 1A, you have Christ Church won the 1A championship. Oceanside Collegiate won the 2A championship. In the 3A, you had Daniel High School win the state championship. In the 4A, we had Westside pull off a great upset of South Florence, 34-32, to win the state championship. 5A, Dutch Fort beat White Knox, 21-6, to win the 5A state championship. In this great state of Tennessee, Division II, the MTCS Division, you had, Division 2A, you had MTS to win the state championship. You had Division II, AA, CPA win the state championship. Division II, AAA, Macaulay won the state championship. 1A, South Pittsburgh. 2A, Riverdale. 3A, Arcola. 4A, Pierce Conn won. 5A, Knoxville West won the state championship. 6A, Houston won the state championship. Congratulations to the team in the great state of Tennessee. And last but not least, the great state of Texas. And we have several divisions in each one of those classes. In the 1A Division I, you have Gordon, which is six-man football, win the state championship. And in Division I, 1A Division II, football Benjamin won the state championship. 2A Division I, Timpson won the championship. 2A Division II, Albany won the state championship. 3A Division I, Division 2, Gunter. 4A Division 1, Anna. 4A Division 2, Gilmer. 5A1, Alota. 5A Division 2, Port Notches Grove. 6A Division 1, Duncanville. And finally, the largest class, Division 2, 6A, DeSoto High School. Congratulations to each and every one of those schools winning their high school championship. The title of our show tonight is Championship Bound. I'm sorry, I've got people just trying to call me, and I'm on the show, and I'm going to wrap it up in a minute. Truly was awesome coming for you. God has been so good and blessed us one more time. We're so thankful that we on TikTok, we had 735 hearts today. I actually put a like on a heart down. You one of them, for say awesome, and then give a hand clap. Thank you so much. Thank each and every one of you all for supporting us and what we're doing. God is so good. He's blessed us. And I want you to have a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and just have haze. Get with your family. Love on your family. Let your family love on you. God has been so good 2024 so far. Be thankful, because if you were able to wake up this morning, you're being blessed. And we thank you for so much support and doing what you're doing and support what we're trying to do. This is WBSW Radio, the internet station. We number one. I am Dr. Lorenzo B. Smith. So glad to come before you. And I want to talk with some of you, because we're going to move forth. And what we're going to do is, we're going to have maybe one or two shows next week. But it's football season. We want to see some football, too. So, you know, if we're not on next week and we'll resume on the first week after the January 1st, we will. But right now, have a happy holiday. I want to tell y'all I love you all. I love each and every one of you all. It's from my heart. God has blessed me and love each and every one of you. And all of my friends and my frats and all of my acquaintance and everybody I have encountered, thank you for an awesome year, because you supported WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. We will. And our goal is to give those trips out. Now, what we're going to do, we're going to come on. We're going to come on next week, and we're going to give out a couple trips. Now, don't think we forgot about that. We have up until January 1st to give those trips out. What we're paying, we're going to pay the hotel stay. That's what we're paying. We're not paying for you to get there. We're going to pay 5 nights. 6 days, and it's 3 international trips we're giving away, along with the 3 national trips we're giving away. So we really appreciate you. Hashtag response. We had a show the other day, accountability is like kryptonite. People not want to be responsible. We want to be responsible for bringing you the best subject and the best interaction we can. Thank you for CP338. Thank you for joining us. Ramon Flores, thank you. Beverly 208 joining us. Stephen Davis joining us. Many others popping up. I'm trying to call them out as fast as they pop up on TikTok. Thank you so much for being a part of it. And as we close out, I just want to let you know, hashtag, one of our hashtags is responsible. Be responsible. We want you to be accountable for your actions. Don't blame someone else. Don't play victim. Address your issues. If you have issues and need to have counseling, seek counseling. Every time we have New Year resolution, if you know you need to get some help through counseling and therapy so you can be the best version of yourself, do it. That's what I did. And I'm thankful God blessed me to be able to recognize I need to be the best version of myself. And I feel like through my counseling, through what God has blessed me, I am the best version of myself. You do the same. Take care of yourself. Truly, truly, God is so good. Hashtag communicate, understand. And that's with love. Now, make sure you do it with love. Keep on grinding. Make it do what it do. That's a hashtag. WBSW Radio, the internet station. That's a hashtag. God is so good. Thank you so much for your support. We're in 41 countries. We have listeners, and we're on 6 different networks, social media networks, along with Blog Talk Radio, to get the word out. Have an awesome rest of the day, and I tell your life, have the rest of the weekend, and a beautiful Christmas, a blessed one with your family. I just want to let you know, God has blessed us so many ways and so many times. And as we get ready to close out, we want to play something. And I'm going to tell you something I've been looking for. And let me go back up here. Because this is a Christmas that was done, we don't want to rise to the music, but we want to play. Let me go back up. It's coming up right here. Oh, there it is. This is a rap. The Rapper's Delight back in the day, this is not Rapper's Delight, but this is one of the first rappers that were, and this is his Christmas rap. And we don't own the rights to the music, but we want to play it as we close out. I want to tell you, I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome holiday. We'll see
Twice
you
the nights before Christmas, and all through the
Hold
house.
It now, wait, hold it. That's played out. Hit it.
You give me all that jive about things you wrote before I was alive. Cause this ain't 1823, ain't even 1970. Now I'm the guy named Curtis Blow, and Christmas is one thing I know. So every year, just about this time, I celebrate it with a rhyme. Gonna shake it, gonna bake it, gonna make it good. Gonna rock, shock, rock it through your neighborhood. Gonna read, gonna sing it till it's understood. My rap about to happen like a D. You been slapping or I told you been tapping on a hunk of wood. Bought a red through the dew with a friendly attitude and a slave full of goodies for the fever on the block. Got a long white beard, maybe look kinda weird, and if you ever see him, he can give you quite a shock. Now people, let me tell you about last year when the dew came flying over here. Well, the hawk was out, snow was on the ground. Folks stayed in, 240 down. The beat was thumping on the box, and I was dancing in my socks. And the drummer played at a solid pace, and the taste of the bass was in my face. And the guitar player laid down the heavy layer of the funky chunky rhythm of the disco beat. And the guy with the 88 started to participate, and I could sure appreciate it sound so sweet. We were all in the mood, so we had a little food and a joke and a smoke and a little bit of wine. When I thought I heard a hoop on the top of the roof, couldn't see it wasn't me. I was feeling super fine, so I went to the attic where I thought I heard the static on the chance. Let the fans put the body breaking in, put the noise on the top with the reindeer.